With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is preparing to speak momentarily from the Oval Office on the latest regarding the war on Iran.
In the words of Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, it will be an important update. Word of the speech came after the president suggested that U.S. forces could finish the military campaign against Iran in a couple of weeks, even as thousands more U.S. troops are heading to the Middle East.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the president faces mounting questions about the cost, rationale, and objectives of the war, as well as the exit plan. Correspondent Greg Clugston will anchor live coverage of President Trump's address to the nation tonight on many of these same stations. As Christians prepare to celebrate Easter this Sunday, a new book celebrates both faith and family in our 250th year as a nation. Titled What Really Matters, the book was authored by Tim Gegline, Vice President of Government Relations for Colorado Springs-based Focus on the Family.
This generation must know the story of America. If you're Italian, you don't know when Italy was born. If you're French, you don't know when France was born. If you're British, you don't know when England was born. But if you are American, you know that this remarkable constitutional republic was born at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on July 4th, 1776.
Tim Gegline's new book is entitled What Really Matters, and tomorrow he'll report on encouraging trends among young people who are prioritizing marriage and parenting here in America's 250th year as a nation. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 224 points, the NASDAQ rose 250, the S&P 500 advanced by 46 points. This is SRN News. Some National Hockey League teams are embracing gay pride.
The league officially supports the LGBT agenda, but it leaves participation up to the individual squads. Some of them don't hold a Pride Night event, while others go all in. Amongst the all-in group are the Nashville Predators, who recently celebrated by letting a group of drag queens sing the national anthem and change their logo to the gay pride flag. The Florida Panthers are holding their Pride Night during Holy Week. Michael Harrington reporting.
Spain's Catholic bishops and the Spanish government have taken another step toward compensating victims of sexual abuse by priests who have died or whose possible crimes are too old to be prosecuted. The two sides signed paperwork Monday allowing the country's ombudsman to have the final say in the church's compensation of such victims. The agreement, which envisages a one-year window for claims, marks a rare concession by the Catholic hierarchy. SRN News. TMZ is turning its celebrity lens on Congress. It's tracking lawmakers on recess as the Department of Homeland Security shutdown drags on.
Viral videos of senators at airports, Las Vegas, and Disney World have fueled backlash, stepping up pressure for lawmakers to return. That pressure now extends beyond social media, with unions and President Trump all urging Congress back to Washington. But even if lawmakers return, there's no clear path to a deal. A bipartisan Senate agreement collapsed after House Republicans rejected it, leaving lawmakers at an even deeper impasse. Rich Thomason, Washington.
U.S. Forest Service headquarters will be moving far from its longtime digs in Washington, D.C. It's being relocated to Utah as part of a broad overhaul. The moving is winning praise from Republicans. More details at SRNNews.com.